are back. Well, I welcome you to the third hour of the Tim Nixon Radio Show of the L-O-V-E. Yeah. Happy Friday, Bill White sitting in for Tim as he's out doing his superhero thing. And I'll tell you what, it has been a dynamic show. We talked to Brian about fear. We talked to Marianne about autism and depression. And now, my favorite portion of the show, we get to talk about food. That's right. This hour, joining me, all the way from Wyoming, Jackson, Wyoming, is Kelly Peterson. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you, and it's my pleasure being here.
Well, thank you for joining us. Now, you have a website, Cooking Inspired by Love.
Yes.
That is awesome. You're from Singapore, and you now live in Wyoming. Your website is amazing. We're going to talk about your website here shortly. But obviously, people must know from the website that you cooked. So I'm going to get right into the first question with you.
Yeah.
What? When did you start cooking?
Well, in actual fact, I started cooking when I was a kid. I just love food. Food is love to me, and this is how I grew up in my family. My parents would just feed us with food, and that's a show of love. So I started cooking when I was very little, as a kid, and my first dish was eggs. So that was when I started cooking eggs, and I was like, oh, this is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, explain something for our listeners. Explain your passion for cooking and eating healthy.
Well, I would love to eat almost like every day. My passion of cooking, of course, starts from eating. Is every morning I kind of wake up and wanted to just go cook my breakfast. And because I just feel like my body needs something nutritious, I want to start my day. And I get so excited about it that most of the time when I'm in bed sleeping, I would think about what I'm going to have tomorrow for breakfast, tomorrow for lunch, and what's for dinner. And so that grows up in me for so many years, because this is how my family eat. We plan about food ahead of time, like lunch and dinner, what's what you're going to eat tomorrow. So food is everything in my life since I was a kid. And mm-hmm. as I grew up, everything stays the same. I love to eat, I love to cook, and what is going to be the next meal is very much important until right now. Yeah.
And, okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, as far as the website that you have a lot of great recipes on your website.
Yes.
I was looking at them, and I'll tell you what, my mouth was watering when I was looking at some of the recipes. I was like, geez, I want to start cooking right now.
Thank you.
Are these recipes that you have come across? Are these recipes that you have made yourself, or?
Some of the recipes I made myself as when I think about how I can convert this recipe into a healthier eating. And then mm-hmm. Some of the recipes I look at collections of recipes, and then again I try to see how could I make it more healthier. And there are a couple of recipes that actually are from my family and from my mom. That especially one of that I want to mention is the butter cake. It's a very traditional Chinese butter cake where I try to make it into a healthier eating, healthier low-carb butter cake. So there's a variety of it in there. And I have a lot more recipe actually, but those are mm-hmm. just a few selections that I really like, and very commonly I'll cook them.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll tell you what, it is definitely going to be some fun, folks. I'll tell you what, I want you to stick around, because listen, when you hear some of these recipes, you're going to be like, oh, wait a minute, hold up a second, because there's this good. As a matter of fact, while we're going to break, Kelly, I gotta have you. Throw out one of those breakfast recipes. Just give them a little taste of what you got.
Oh, my favorite recipe is the egg frittata because it's so easy to make and you can just put any ingredient in there. And what I like to do usually is to have what are leftovers from the night before, like chicken or meat or whatever that. I call this egg frittata like a clearing, a leftover in the fridge.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just put all the ingredients in there and I can just add the eggs and let it simmer for maybe 10 to 15 minutes.
And I'll tell you what, I want to thank you for joining me today. We've had such a blast, and with me this hour I have Kelly Peterson. She has a website, Cooking Inspired by Love. She's from Singapore. She's now living in Wyoming with her husband, Dan. And we have just been talking about food. Now, see, Kelly, I got to tell you, I love food.
I love food, too.
Portion of the show is the cat's meow for me, I'll tell you. Because I do love me some food. I do have a question for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you had a struggle with food and gaining weight. This was something that was mentioned on your website. What was it that made you realize that something had to change? I mean, did you try some of the diets and they didn't work? Was there some that just didn't, or was it just something that says, you know what, I've got to change this? And what was the first steps you took?
The first step I took is reviewing what I have been doing all these years. And I thought I was doing the right thing because this is what I have been taught in a way, and everybody thought about it, and I researched on the internet, and I was doing the right thing, just eat less and exercise more. But I realized that I've been doing that for so many years, and in actual fact, I have spent so much money going to slimming center I paid them money so that they could help me to slim down. So they do all kinds of things, but it just didn't work because I have been eating the same thing. And even cutting down the portions that I add, it didn't really work, but it makes me even more hungry. And that goes on for many years until I just, honestly, I didn't really know what was going wrong. Because I thought I was just eating everything right, like low fat and not too much meat, have to eat grains every day. And I've been doing that, and I've been exercising for like 3 times a week, trying to increase my activity level. And it didn't work for more than a decade, actually. So I've been struggling for a long time because I want to stay slim. I don't want to get too much overweight because I know that relates to being unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's been...
Okay.
Yep. So the first step is that I just review what did I do, and I keep researching, like, what can I do differently, and honestly, I didn't really got it right that time.
So you looked at other different diets. You mm-hmm. researched what it was that they mm-hmm. had to offer then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Different.
I think you said something that's pretty dynamic, which is you looked at what you had been doing in the past. And see, most people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
They'll think, well, geez, you know, I've got to lose this spare tire. I got to lose some weight. And they look at what they're doing instantly. They don't look at what they've been doing for years. They don't look at, you know, any type of conditioning they've been putting themselves through.
Yeah.
So I think that's one thing mm-hmm. that definitely needs to be brought to attention. And I thank you for doing that, which is anybody who is looking to shed some pounds, to lose some weight, to eat healthier,
mm-hmm.
You know, enjoy life more. One of the first things you want to do is take a look at what is it that I've been doing all these years
mm-hmm.
that I have conditioned myself to, and what do I do? What do I need to do to change it? Now, your husband, Dan, mm-hmm. introduced you to low carbs. You got to tell the story because I read this and I found this very interesting. What was your initial reaction to his diet choices too? Yeah, I got to ask.
Yeah, it was just mind blowing. My husband, Dr. Dan Peterson, he specializes in preventive medicine. When I met him, the first time when I met him, we had dinner together and he was eating everything around the carb. And I was like, why are you eating all this fat and you're not eating carb? Are you going to feel full? And all he said is that there are so many other good tasty food that I could eat and it will keep me full. So I was really curious because he looked trim, he looks really fit, and I was struggling with extra pounds. And he's eating all this food that I was told that I shouldn't be eating, like all the pork belly and this all the delicious fish and prawns and crab. He eats like a good amount that I thought that is not for me. That's too much. But apparently he's trained. So I was really curious and I just ask him, like, why are you not fat when you're eating all this? How does your health like? And he shared with me the knowledge of, you know what? Fat doesn't make you fat. Carb is the one that makes you fat. I was blown away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, here's a question, because there's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will speak on my behalf for the people. Us sweets. You know, we got the sweet tooth. We love our Reese's peanut butter cups. We love our Snickers. I mean, boy, that's hard to give up.
It is hard to give up because your body is already addicted to sugar. Your body.
Mm-hmm.
Let me talk a little bit about how our body can actually choose, or you can actually choose for your body to be functioning with using fat or glucose, which is sugar.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you were to eat a lot of carb and sugar, your body choice naturally fall into burning carb and sugar. But if you were to replace by eating majority of your food intake is fat and protein, your body will naturally after some time, after a while, for some people maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you will convert by burning the body fat for fuel instead of depending on glucose for fuel. And our body reacts the same way, but it's just we have been so conditioned about eating so much sugar and so much starch that our hormone insulin has to take care of the increased blood sugar because it's dangerous, its blood sugar is too high. So the hormone insulin will start to take care of the blood sugar in order to keep you alive by reducing the blood sugar. And then, when that happens, your insulin just has to spike high in order to bring down the blood sugar because he has to take care of it first and store all the fat and excess carbs. It's going to be also convert into fat and store in the fat cells, and that's how the fat cells get bigger and bigger and bigger because the body has to take care of all the glucose first. So that's how our body work in order to keep us alive. And if we were to reduce the intake of starch and sugar, then we have less of this spike of blood sugar or spike of insulin. Then your body starts to get chance to burn the fat. Because sugar has to go first, then the fat can be used as a secondary. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. There has been such an increased amount of cases of diabetes.
Yes.
Obesity is, in this country, it seems like it's out of control. Obviously, on the other side, we have so many of these different workout programs that we see on TV and we hear about people who, I go to the gym, I work out 45 minutes every single day. and you know, the simplicity of it is very simple, which was what you were talking about, which is, you know, you want to make sure to watch your starches and your sugars.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, I started looking at that myself, and even before I got the information for the interview, I started looking at it and said, wait, there's got to be an easier approach to this. And it really is. It's watching your starches and watching your sugars. Now, of course, if you like, you know, your lasagnas and your Italian pastas and starchy foods, you got to figure out a work around that. If you like your sugars, you got to figure out a work around that. But I do want to say something that you mentioned, which I just want to kind of drive it home, which is your body's going to burn the sugar before it gets to the fat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the more sugar you eat, your body has to take care of it and then store the rest as fat, because your body can't do both at the same time. So the less of eating carb and sugar, then it gives your body the chance to burn the store energy, which is the store fat in the fat cells.
Yeah. Okay. Now listen, once you made the switch to low carb diets, how did that affect your lifestyle?
In fact, I was imagining the worst, but it was, I think, the best choice or the best decision I have made in my life, because the focus is not on what I cannot eat now. And the focus is that what can I eat now? Like now, I can eat bacon, I can eat eggs, I can eat the meat, I can eat the tasty fat, and I can eat so many other food that is so much more tastier than when I compare with what I ate before. What I ate was rice and noodle.
And I love my bacon, so you said the magic word right there.
Yeah, and also we all know that starch actually tastes less unless you eat with something that is tasty on top of it. Like if you eat potato alone, it's not really tasty, but if you would have put some gravy on top of it or eat with something that's tasty, then it gives you the taste. So,
right.
Yeah, starches.
It's not the pasta that tastes great, it's the sauce.
And it's not the and it's not the sauce that's unhealthy, but it's the pasta that's unhealthy.
Now, let me ask you this. What was the changes that convinced you that this was something that could help you to stay healthy and to be able to enjoy life once you got on this low carb diet? What was the thing that just in a snap you said, that's it, this is it, that I'm on the right track? What was it?
Well, there was two snap. In actual fact, I just embarked on the low carb lifestyle. I just eat all the food I like, and after about 6 months, I realized that I'm a very petite person. I'm only 5 feet, but I was wearing a size almost 4, which I did carry quite a little bit of pounds, and for the almost more than 10 years. And the first snap was I could fit in a size 0. That was like when I was 25 years old. And so that was an encouragement, like, oh, my clothes are getting bigger without even thinking much about it. And the second, the second and most important snap that carries me over until now, as in I'm so passionate about it that I'm sharing with the whole world as much as I can on my internet, on social media, on my website, And that was the part where it snapped me is, after probably about 12 months later, I did my blood test, and my lipid profile of cholesterol was, everything was pointing the right way. My triglyceride has gone down, my HDL cholesterol has gone up, and my total cholesterol quality was excellent and completely without any medication. And I refused to get a medication before, but I just changed the way I eat with the food. And when I saw the number, I was like, this is really something. This is really something. I have to look at it. Yeah.
We're talking to Kelly Peterson today, who has her website, Cooking Inspired by Love. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Tim Nixon Radio Show. Joining me, we have Kelly Peterson. She is still with us from Wyoming, and Kelly has a website called Cooking Inspired by Love. And I'll tell you what, this is my favorite portion because we're talking about food. Now, Kelly, I got to ask, what you got to do it. You got to give us your favorite recipe for, say, we did breakfast. How about lunch?
Lunch. One of my favorite recipe is the, I call it the low-carb blackened cauliflower patties. It is so,
okay.
Yeah, it is so delicious, and it can be eating, you can eat it as a lunch, or you can eat it as a snack. What I usually do is I make a whole bunch of it, and I would just pan fry them or bake them. There you can two ways to do it, and I'll eat it for lunch, and I'll keep some for snack maybe the next day, or I can freeze them, and I can reheat them and eat it again. It's mainly just mixed with cauliflower and a little bit of onion, a little parsley, and a bunch of cheese, which the cheese is a good part where the fat is. And also I would add some like crispy bacon and mix them out in a bowl and just put them into a patty and use a pan and just fry them, pan sear them on both sides, or just stick it in the oven and let it bake for maybe about 20 minutes depending on the size of the patty that you're making. And it's so delicious. And it's low carb and it's considered high good fat because it has butter and cheese. So it's a really good lunch. I would say you can even prepare ahead of time and just bake it. So that's one of my favorite lunch that I made. Yeah.
That sounds tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Now you said something that kind of triggered a question, which is, it's inexpensive. Now, listen, I've heard people that's talked and they say, well, you know, I would go and I would eat, you know, some more of that better organic stuff. I'll go down, you know, I'd hit the store and I would eat better. But, man, to eat better is so expensive. Here's a question for you. Eating better in some cases may mean that your budget in food increases.
Mm-hmm.
But is it more about priorities? Or can there be shortcuts in attempts to save a dollar or two? Because I know some people may sit back and go, well, I went to Walmart and, you know, or I went to this place or that place,
mm-hmm.
and I found, you know, I found these ingredients and they said that these were just as good, so I tried them. And, you know, maybe 6 months, a year later, they're gone. But I see no results. You know, is it better to actually go to some of these places and just accept the fact, okay, you know what, I may have to pay a little extra money, but it is about the priority of getting healthy?
Mm-hmm. It is the priority of getting healthy. Our health is no price. No, you can't tack a price on your health because it's priceless. So the fact is that, if you were to compare one item to another item, maybe if you were to buy meat, it costs more if you buy a pack of, say, breakfast cereal. But breakfast cereal, honestly, they're not really cheap, though. Because the thing is that if you eat well, like if you eat a good meat, it doesn't need to be necessary to start with organic. But that would be another step further, that if you want to elevate to that step. But if you were to start by just focusing on eating chicken meat that is just normally you could get in any grocery store, and when you eat well, your body gonna stay very full, because when you eat fat and protein, honestly, you get very satiated very quickly and it stays full longer. And the result is that you don't snack in between meals because your body doesn't crave for food. You don't feel hungry, you don't eat more. But once you eat carb, actually, your body starts to process it. That carb that you eat, it doesn't keep you full longer, and ends up you have to have extra meal between the main meal, and you're actually eating more and buying more in the end of the day, that you're paying more money for the cheaper, less nutritious food instead of buying a little more price on the meat and a little more good in the milk or the butter. Then it's going to last you longer. So in that case, your body are actually enjoying the good food and also the nutrients. So in the end, the cost is not going to be much different. Yeah.
I know that we can use my family as an example, brothers, sisters.
Mm-hmm.
aunts, uncles, I can tell you, there has been situations in the past where I have heard, geez, you know, I just went shopping, and I can't believe all that food is gone.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a possibility that it's not necessarily everybody scarfing it down, but it's the quality of food, as you just described.
It is true. You are eating more of a quality than quantity. And in the end of the day, you are actually buying not as much food as before, and the dollars became almost the same.
So in this case, for our listeners who may be interested in saying, okay, well, maybe I will mosey down to the health food store or whatever. Hey, you know what? It's not a situation of it's going to bust your wallet. It's a situation of eventually it's going to balance out to what you're spending already.
Yeah, and also when your body is healthy, you tend to have less feeling like you need to have continuation of medication, and sometimes medication dosage reduced, and there are significant results that we have seen in so many people that their medical costs actually reduce.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So here's a question. We were talking about this before our break, and I'm just going to jump right back. Low-carb diet. You started. Months later, a new person is looking at you in the mirror. What did you experience after, say, 8 to 12 months?
8 to 12 months, I already lose 20 pounds in 6 months. And I realized that my size actually got smaller, and I wear smaller size clothes. And I felt like I'm so much energy. I slept better. And every day I kind of just poke up and wake up and say, hey, this is the start of the day. And I don't feel sleepy in the afternoon, even after lunch. And I just kind of feel like I have so much more energy and I could think better because I'm not sleepy. And in the afternoon, I'm very productive and do whatever I need. And I take shorter time to finish my work than usually if I feel sleepy in the past. I was just like, oh, I'll do it later. So, the most important thing is that I had this stomach pain in the past because of skipping meals and not eating right food. And without even paying notice, it just all went away. I never had that experience ever since. I'm on the 6 years of eating low carb now, and I just don't have that feelings anymore. It's all gone. So it happens that it happens. Your body just starts to heal when you're feeding the right food. Your body will start to like slowly heal, and some of the aches and pains go away. Yeah, for most people that happen.
Okay. Can you inform our listeners about carbs? What is bad about carbs? And I have to tag on this right along with it. What are the benefits of protein? So what would you be able to tell us about carbs that's bad? And what are the benefits of protein in a carb diet like this?
The bad thing about carb is, like I said earlier before, the main important thing is that it will immediately convert into glucose after you digest it. Carb like potatoes, rice, noodles, they all does the same thing because they are starch that convert into glucose. So when you eat it, your blood sugar is going to rise, and then followed by the insulin hormone, it has to also rise to take care of the blood sugar. So the constant eating of a lot of carb and sugar, your blood sugar is going to stay really high meal after meal, and your insulin is going to have to pump up a lot. Your pancreas has to pump up a lot of insulin in order to take care of the high blood glucose. And over time, you are just stressing out your pancreas because the insulin is going to get less sensitive. Your cells are going to get less sensitive about so much insulin in the blood. And your insulin is going to continue to be high. And the side effect of that is that the triglyceride number will stay very high because of the fat amount that's being stored in your fat cells. And by eating low fat, which it usually pairs with eating high carb and low fat, then your HDL number is not going to get better, because HDL is a known quote, the good cholesterol. It usually is okay. Very low number. So that's the side effect of it. And there are many, many side effects, because it's all a chain metabolic effect, which it will also cause like water retention, high blood pressure, and all that, just in a chain. So it all started beginning with high glucose and high insulin level. So to look at... To trace back the root of cause of all this is to take control of the carb and sugar intake. When you take control of the carb sugar intake, then you have a very normal, healthy blood sugar, and the insulin is going to follow with very normal and healthy. And then your body metabolically is going to be very happy, because the pancreas doesn't need to work overworked. And your cells is going to be very happy, because they are sensitive enough to detect every sense of the hormone movement in your body. So it's all kind of chained together. That why carb is bad. And without carb, fat is good, because fat does help to improve your HDL cholesterol, the good fat, which is the butter, coconut oil, olive oil, they are all good fat, and animal oil, they are all good fat for the body. Our body needs fat to function, to thrive.
Now, I want you to stay right there for a second, because we're going to break, but I'll tell you what, when we come back, we're going to talk about accepting this change mentally. We're talking with Kelly Peterson, Cooking Inspired by Love, right here on the Tim Nixon Radio Show of LOVE, right here at 94.5 WIPV, Patriot Voice Radio. Stick around, there's more on the way. And I want to welcome you back to the Tim Nixon Radio Show of LOVE. Bill White sitting in for Tim as he is out doing his superhero stuff. Really, really cool. Hanging with me this hour is Kelly Peterson. And she has a website that I just love the title, I'll tell you. It's called Cooking Inspired by Love. Kelly, I'll tell you, this is some fun stuff. I have a question for you, though. I've got to get a recipe from you. Why don't you share a nice dinner recipe, something quick and simple. Let's say that the kids have to go out to soccer and... give us a nice, simple, easy, quick recipe for dinner.
Yes, the most simple, easy, quick recipe that I love, if you have very little time and you just want to come home for dinner, I would suggest you use a slow cooker. And a slow cooker, you can just marinate any meat, chicken, pork, and you can just put it in a rice cooker. Or the slow cooker, is the slow cooker. And then put it for 3 hours in slow or fast, depending on the amount, and you come home. So I have a recipe, actually, is called Signature Slow Roast Pork Rib, that you can use the ingredient, marinate the meat, and then put it in the in a slow cooker. Or, of course, you can use it in oven, too. But both ways it works, and it's so delicious.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Now, obviously, in a drastic change like this, there has to be not only a physical change that's going to happen, but I'm sure there has to be a mental change that goes along with this, or an acceptance. Is this correct?
Yeah, the mental change is the first thing everybody has to do. We are also conditioned in eating carb and having starch on the table. But the first mental change I would suggest is that tell yourself fat is good. Fat does not make me fat. Carbs are the one that make me fat. And that's the first step. And then you reduce the amount of eating starch and see the change.
Okay, cool. Now, we may have some listeners. This is one. That sounds like something I could do. So, Kelly, what are some of the things that listeners can do to start a low-carb diet like this? What are some of the simple things they can just start doing?
The first simple thing I would suggest is go look at your pantry. The first thing you do is clearing out the food that you is processed food, all the carbs, and try to replace it with natural meat, natural vegetable, because if you don't have the carb at home, you don't eat it. Whatever you don't bring home, okay, you don't eat it. Yeah, so that's the first thing, okay, you want to do.
All right. Mm-hmm. It is Kelly Peterson joining us here on the Tim Nixon Radio Show of LOVE. And she has a website. It's called Cooking Inspired by Love. Now, Kelly, I'll tell you what, my last two guests, I did this for them, so I've got to do it for you, too. You got about 2 minutes for your shameless plug. What is it? Obviously, you are very passionate about sharing this information with people, and it definitely shows in your website. So what I want you to do is I want you to share with the people, just a one-on-one, you and them, mm-hmm, what is it that you want them to get out of your website and your information that you're sharing with them?
Yes, take a look at my website. In fact, I am giving away a free handbook that is called Easy Low Carb Solution. It is a teaser to the book that I'm writing, which is the Asian Low Carb Secret that would be coming out sometimes in December. So if you want a preview of the book that is coming out, go download for free. The teaser of the book is called Easy Low Carb Solutions on my website. And feel free to send me a message and tell me and ask me any question. I'll be very, very willing to answer your question.
Awesome. All right. Well, it's Kelly Peterson joining us today. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang with us, Kelly.
Thank you. It's my pleasure being here.
Thank you.